This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's access media station, Plains FM, and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
This is a program that focuses on migrant women, and although we aim at reaching to as many countries that we have migrant women, but we're based there in Christchurch, New Zealand. And today we have a guest. You will see that the background where we are has changed. We are in a salon, an in-house salon. But it also functions as a commercial salon, because people come in to have their hair fixed. We're going to hear the story behind the salon that we have today. Today we have Shadow Braids, Rebecca Akiboy, the founder, the CEO, hairdresser, the stylist in Shadow Braids. We're celebrating Black History Month, and so we just feel we should narrow down and look at the African women here. That's why you see me sporting my low cut. I hope it suits me. If you've watched our videos in the past, you would have seen me using so many protective hairstyles. But today I decided to show you my true face. So we have Mrs. Akiba. Welcome to Bold Women on the Mo.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
Thank you,
Zias. Yeah. So like I said, today we're looking at the African woman's unique hair, the Afro texture hair, or the kinky hair. Now, this came to me in a tough way, and on this show you find out that I always try to bring to us issues that are relatable to life, issues that affect us as migrant women. And one of the things that affected me as a migrant woman prior to my coming to New Zealand, I'd never spotted a low cut, except when I was in high school. So that was how many years ago now? Over 30 years ago. That was the last time I spotted a low cut. And then I traveled there for my PhD, and after 1-2 years, I began to lose my hair. You can imagine. Oh, it wasn't a funny experience. And I had to take the very hard decision to go low, to go bald. Like, I had to take out all my hair because it wasn't growing. And I haven't discussed with many women around. I found out that this is a general challenge. So we have an expert in the house who wants to educate us on the Afro textured hair. What are its unique features? What are the challenges that migrant women face when they, move to a new country? What is unique about the Afro textured hair? Why is it different from the other hair, the Europeans and people from other parts of the world, have? What's unique about it?
A lot of things are unique about our African kinky hair. One of the things that I will discuss today is the ability of us to be able to wear all different types of hairstyle.
Okay.
We can choose to wear braids today. Tomorrow we can choose to wear cornrows. We can choose to do crochets. We can change our hair as many times as we want, wearing different style. I think our hair can tolerate that than other types of hair. I think that's one thing I'll say is unique about our type.
So that kind of be like an advantage, right?
Advantage for us, because other type of hair cannot do that. Yeah, so I'll say that's unique about African hair.
Oh, okay. Well, so what other things, do you think, when I say specific features, that seems to be an advantage, that you have spoken of, which is good. But what are also some of the things, like when we get to a different climate, a less warm climate, like we always have countries where there are snow, where there are colder climates, and we experience like loss of hair and all that. What are the reasons behind those challenges with our hair?
When we moved to colder countries, we have few challenges that I would like to discuss about, because like you said, that when you move to this country, you experience hair breakage. Mm. Most of the things that contributed to that is because of the weather condition here. It's very cold. The humidity here is very low. So when the humidity is low, the atmosphere is very dry. The weather condition is very dry, very harsh on our hair. So our hair doesn't have that moisture in it. So it's very dry. So because the hair is dry, there's tendency for it to break a lot. So you notice that as we comb the hair, our hair, when we move to this kind of country, this kind of environment where the weather is very cold, you will notice that we shed hair a lot than when we were back home. Our weather condition at home is very, the humidity is very high. So that's one of the things that contributed to hair loss when we moved here. And another thing I would like to discuss about is getting the right hair products. There are a lot of hair products here, but getting the right
one,
the right one for our type of hair. So those two things are the major things that contributed to having hair loss when we moved to a colder country.
Like, I remember we arrived and then you just go into the store and you see the shampoo there, you see the conditioner there, and just, you just pick them. What's different in those conditioners and shampoo?
There are some products that are specifically made for African hair, and there are some products that are specifically made for straight hair. So you just have to watch out for those kind of, some of us that moved from our country to this country, we already know what kind of products we use back home that are good for us. So we just have to stick to those things to continue to have good hair.
So we have established routines back home. But you know, the challenges we actually have is those products are not available here. That's the major challenge. When I arrive, of course, the cream that I brought, within how many months,
you'll finish it.
For those that relax their hair, their relaxer, after 3 months, the hair, you know, they run out of it and they're unable to get more products. We're not yet there. Of course, we're going to talk about the services that you provide. And I know that one of those things is helping us out to source for products that can help, you know, for us to be able to better manage our hair. But let's talk about coping mechanisms. So I found myself in a new country. I'm just a student. Like, that's my scenario. I don't even have much money, okay, to go around and to want to make. I just want to make something simple, something on the go, something that will last me. I said that I don't have much money. I don't even have much time because it takes a lot of time for us to make some of our styles. I don't even have that luxury of time. Now, what are the best way for us to manage our hair?
So when you are in this cold country where the weather is very cold, one of the ways that you can manage your hair is to moisturize your hair. Because the weather is already dry, your hair is already dry, that's what is causing the breakage. So all you need is to continuously moisturizing your hair, and then you lock it in with oil, with good oil. You don't have to have expensive oil. Coconut oil is readily available anywhere in the supermarket. Yeah. Well, you also have to know that some hair are good with coconut oil and some hair are good with olive oil. So you have to know what works for you. Some are good with avocado oil. Okay. You know, there are different types of oil like that. So you have to know what works for you. So when you moisturize your hair, you need to lock it in with oil. Some people will say, I don't like my hair to look too shiny.
Too shiny.
It doesn't matter. You need to feed your hair. That's the food. It's just like we have breakfast, lunch, dinner. Your hair needs food. The food you feed your hair is the moisturizer you put in, the oil you put in. So don't be shy to soak your hair with oil. Apply oil every day. Some of us can apply it like every two days, you know. And another thing is you need to set routine for your hair. Like, say, every two days or every three days, I need to apply this oil. I need to apply this leave-in conditioner. Some of us, we forget. We get carried away with our everyday life.
Activities,
you know, people we like forget me. About our hair. We only remember when we scratch the hair and we know there's no hair. Then you start, you not give your hair attention that you should have given you know, a while ago. So we need to set a routine.
Mm.
When you set a routine for your hair knows that every two days something is going to come.
Mm.
Your hair is waiting for it. But when you don't set a routine, you just like do your hair when you feel you need to. It's not going to work. So if you know that you don't have time, you don't have the money, you can keep moisturizing your hair and try to like our hair. You cannot just leave your hair. It's either you cut it or you try to
like
do,
I did,
like you did. So when you do, if you know you don't have time, there's no harm in cutting your hair.
Yeah.
When you cut your hair, it's less stress for you to manage it.
Yeah.
It's easy for you, use less products on it. If you choose to keep your hair, you need to devote time to maintain that hair. So that's just it.
And not just time, money also.
Money, you know. For some people think it's so expensive. It's not so expensive. Some don't even make the move. Because they already have it in their mind that, oh, it's expensive to do my hair.
Mm.
You don't have to do braids. You don't have to do expensive hair, for Christ's sake.
Mm.
You can do cornrows.
Okay.
You can do 5 to 6 lines, you know, just for you to do your hair. Because our hair is not made to just leave your... You know the stress we go through with African kinky hair if you leave your hair just like that.
Mm.
When you wake up, you know, in the morning, you shower, you know how many minutes you spend to look tidy. So just do a few lines of cornrows, it's okay, and then apply oil on the roots and stuff and just go. You can do that every night. That's very cheap, you know. So those are the ways I think you can
those are awesome. Now we're going to go to those protected hairstyles. Now I have my hair now this way and I feel I'm kind of bored looking this way. What are some of those things that can be used, or ways that we can, protective styles that we can use for our hair that, you know, you advise?
We have few protective styles. Most of the protective style that are common is crochet. Crochet is done in a way that you braid the hair and then you hide your hair inside. So when you do your cornrow, your braids, so you're going to pass your own natural hair,
the crochet ring,
the
crochet hook.
So you're going to use the crochet hook to pass your natural hair inside. So another protective hairstyle you can do is weave. So why that one is also a protective hairstyle is the cornrows is underneath and you sew your weave on it. So those are ways that you can hide your hair from the ash weather. So those are the two protective hairstyles. But I don't know, maybe you are talking about those with shorter hair.
You mean that myself?
Yeah.
Okay, so you just give it to Ross. Different type of hair. What can you do to protect it?
Because for you, there's limited to what, if somebody have this low haircut, nothing much you can do that.
Don't tell me that.
All you can do now, is to keep moisturizing your hair.
I'm putting on wigs.
Keep oiling your hair.
I do that a lot.
So your hair will grow.
Am I allowed to use water every day on my hair? Because you're talking about moisturizing it. Like the other day, I used some leave-in condition, and then when I came the other day, I found out that I was actually washing it out. You know, how long am I supposed to, how often am I allowed to put in hair into this low-cut hair? I want to keep it moisturized, so how often?
So there is no problem if you want to be washing your hair because it's still very short.
Mm.
So one of the things you enjoy when you cut your hair is, you know, putting that water on your hair every morning.
Yeah.
It's so nice. It's a good feeling.
Yeah, the feeling. Yeah.
So you can wash it every day and apply the moisturizer every day and apply the oil every day like we do back home, you know. When we shower, we wash our hair, we apply oil and go, and then wash it off the next day and still do the same thing. It will do, because it's always there, the oil is, so you always apply the oil and the leave-in conditioner.
Okay so now let's move on to, now you have your full grown hair, the natural hair, the kinky hair is fully grow. I think they could use terms like 4 C's, but it's fully grown now. Now, what are those styles that you can use to slay your hair? Those add-on styles that you can use to slay your hair. I know braids is one of
it. So braids is one of it. And braids now comes in different styles. There is knotless braids, there is traditional braids, there's all sorts of braids now that you can wear. There's weave, there's crochets, there's cornrows. There are all sorts of styles that you can do now to maintain.
And all sorts of colors. You want to show us the colors?
Yeah, so
we have green.
So we have
blue. We have blue. So migrant women, both women, you're getting really bolder with the color. I don't know if you can. How many of you can put on yellow in your hair? We have purple. Look at purple.
So that's one unique thing with braids is you can customize your color.
Okay.
You can tell your braider what color you want to mix together that you like, so, and your braider will customize. So that's one thing I love with braiding. And these days our women used to just stick to all those dull colors.
Yeah.
These days I notice that women are coming out with color.
We are bolder. You know, with colors.
They are becoming bolder. They are putting that touch into it.
Yeah.
Like, some that are used to wearing black, they will tell me, can you just hide a little bit of burgundy, a little bit of purple?
Yeah.
Not too bright, but they just want to step up from using black. So which is good. Yeah. Wow. There are a lot of hairstyles now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's good. So let's talk about wigs as protective styles, right? For our hair. Especially, let's talk about New Zealand in general. Yeah, can you just give us an idea, what's the cost like, how available are wigs? You know,
we have synthetic wig.
Okay.
We have 100% human hair wigs. For me, I'm not saying that you cannot buy synthetic wig. I'm just not a fan of synthetic wig because it irritates my neck.
So which one is synthetic?
The synthetic is the one that's very slippery. You know, you can't do much with it. You use it for a short time, it becomes tangled and you are not able to use it again. With the 100% human hair, you can use it for years. You can use it for 3 years, 4 years, 5 years.
Like, is this human hair, this product
now?
I feel these are just products that have been put together to look exactly like the human hair, and the closest to it will be, you know, how expensive it is, not that it's actual human hair. That's my own, that's what I tell myself.
Well,
that's what I tell myself. I don't want to believe
it. I don't want to think
I'm putting on somebody else's hair.
I just want to buy hair that I will be able to enjoy, that will last me longer. You know, that's what I'm...
Yeah, because those ones last on and on and on
yeah,
and on
yeah,
forever.
Yeah.
And they come in different...
They come in different waves. In, like this one I'm wearing is body wave. This is water wave. This is kinky. So this is kinky wave. So they come in different waves. There are straight ones as well. So just whatever you like.
Okay. So let's talk about shadow braids. You know, she's been so gracious to talk generally about the African kinky hair and what you can do to, you know, protect your hair. Now, shadow braid. Why the name shadow braids?
That's a big question. Which I don't think I've discussed with anyone except my family.
Okay.
Yeah, it's okay. I'll talk about it. Well, when the story behind shadow braids was, when I wanted to start my hair business, I was thinking, what name can I give my hair business? So I was looking for a name that will give it the real, you know, that will give it the real meaning. How I want to describe the my job, you know, what my braiding stand for. So I thought, I was picking different names and I said, no, I still don't feel it. So I thought of shadow. So why I picked shadow was, your shadow is the real you.
I can get you.
Is the real you.
Yeah,
so
I can get now.
our motto is shadow braids, bringing out the real you.
Bringing out the real you.
So your shadow is real you.
Yeah. So when it's just a reflection in another light. And,
yeah. You know, so when you do your hair, it brings out the real you. You know, it brings out the beauty that is hidden there. Because you know, sometimes when we don't do our hair, we are not that bold. You know, to show ourselves out there because we feel like there's something missing. But when you do your hair, it brings you out. It gives you that boldness, you know. It gives you that encouragement to speak out. So that's why we choose, I go for that name,
Shadow Braids. That's a lovely name because, yeah, you know, when to come to think of it now, that's the closest reflection, you know, to each and every one of us. Our shadow shows, it's just like light reflection on your real self, you know. And that's good. So how long have you been in, you know, in there? I know I met you. I arrived in New Zealand about 7 years ago. And this was one of the people I was saying, you want to make your hair go to Shadow Braids. So how long have you been here? I know they've been here longer than.
I've been here since 2007. But I've been braiding even before I moved to New Zealand.
So
when I came to New Zealand, I did not just started braiding. You know, I was working and just doing hair for my friends and, you know, So I would say I started braiding since I came here, but it started long at home. I used to have my own salon back home.
I
have girls that work for me.
So how has business been? How has it been? What has been the challenges, you know? If you want to look at the challenges with COVID and then, you know, the limitation of, you know, one-on-one, you know, person and stuff like that. What has been the challenges generally starting a business, you know, this kind of business in a country that is mostly populated by people that don't, you know, patronize or do braids? What has it been like?
One of the challenges I faced when I wanted to start some Shadow Braids here was doing it the right way. You know, I wanted to do it, but I also want to do it the right way. So I don't know which way to go. Of course, I was asking people, how do you do it? How do you do this? People will advise you. But you don't know what the advice they are giving you if it's the right
one. The right one.
So I would say if you are starting business in New Zealand, get an accountant. Your accountant will tell you.
That's the second time. Note it. Both women, that's the second time. We've been told on this program to go to the professionals.
Get an accountant. Your accountant will look at your situation, whatever what you want, and they'll be able to advise you both legally and, you know, what to do and the right way to do it. So, because then when I started, I was doing it for my friends. And even then when I was doing it for my friends, I was still worried that, am I doing the right thing? Is somebody going to come after me? You know, when you are not in your country, you just don't want to run into any trouble. You want to do things the right way. So until I got myself an accountant that was able to tell me, no, don't do this, stop this, do this, this is how to go about it. So it also gives me peace of mind that I'm doing things the right way. So and another problem, one of the challenges I face is also getting the right braiding here, because I do mainly braiding, which one of my challenges was getting the original expression, the original braiding here. So over here in New Zealand, we have lots of those cheap braiding here, which I'm not used to using it. I'm used to the ones we use back home, which is the original braiding here. So that was why I thought of starting my selling my own
products.
So I got a company that I work with. That company, I sent them the texture I want, so they said okay, they will be able to provide that for me.
So you can see that most of our products has a logo.
That's my logo.
Shadow Braids. You can see.
If you buy my,
so these are customized products
and they are original.
All that to make sure that you get the desired effects and beauty for your hair.
So I work with that company to provide me what I want. So that's what I've been using. In saying that, I can also use the cheap braiding hair, but I would prefer to use
the original, you'll be sure of the kind of results that you
and
get.
If you also come with the original expression, I'm also happy to use it. But I'm more comfortable using the original braiding here than using the synthetic hair. So I'm getting the right product because when you are professional in whatever you do, if you don't get the right product to bring us your work, you look like you don't know what you are doing. Your work doesn't come out
doesn't show
and nicely. So getting the right product to show my work was also a big challenge for me. And ordering online, the shipping cost is so high. And you know, when you give your customer price, you have to put them in your in your own shoe. Can I afford this? You know, so those are all the problems I faced when I just started braiding.
But you're making progress.
Thank you.
And I know that you're becoming an household name in Christchurch. And I even know that people from outside Christchurch, whenever they have the opportunity to come into the, into Christchurch, they would have booked ahead because they want to come and patronize the service of Shadow Braids. You can't be disappointed when you patronize Shadow Braids. Now, aside the hair, you know, the material, what are some of those? Because I can see some other products. So I just want you to show us around some other products that you have available.
Like
for us,
yeah, we were talking about hair loss, like hair breakage. So I do have free consultation for people that have problem with their hair. So there's free consultation where you can come and show me your hair, where I can advise you. I have a lady that came to me. She booked a free consultation, so she came to me to show her hair. She has some parts are long, some parts are low, there are patches everywhere. So the only advice I can give her at that point was to cut the hair. So she trusted me. She trusted me with her hair. So she allowed, she said, Shadow Braid, just do whatever you think you can do to help me grow my hair. So I said, we have to cut this hair so that you start all over again. So when she cut the hair, so we started using the hair growth oil. So now her hair is long enough for me to braid it. So last 2 or 3 weeks ago, I braided her hair. So one of the things, the product we have is this hair growth oil. It's herbal. It's not chemical. There's no chemical there. It's not harmful, harmful on you, and anybody can use it. If you also have hair, your front, you are losing hair in your front, you can also
some of us that are like, cool, like this, you know?
And in everything, consistency.
Apologies if you don't understand what I've said.
And in everything, consistency. So when you can't just buy one bottle and expect the magic to happen. You have to use like two for you to really see the result. And you have to be consistent
in using it.
So, so, and another product we have is the edge control. So I do tell people that these days you don't need to braid your hairline.
Your edges,
you can leave your edges alone,
and
please.
Slay it.
With my edge control, you can slay it. So leave your hairline alone. Let them breathe. They are baby hair. They don't need too much pressure. They don't need too much pulling. So leave them alone and use the edge control to slay them. So those are the two products I have at the moment.
Thank you very much about that. You can see that Shadow Braids has become, you know, an household name, providing beautiful products for the kinky Afro textured hairstyle, and also offering services like braiding. Do you sell this product also?
I do sell this.
So what are your contacts? How can people, you know, get in touch with you? Book.
I'm on Facebook. You can find me on Facebook. My handle is Shadow Braids.
Okay.
You can also find me on Instagram, Shadow Braids NZ. I'm also on TikTok, Shadow Braids NZ. So you can message me there. You also see my number on my Facebook page where you can message me and tell me, you can chat with me and tell me what the problem is, and we can go from there.
And I saw also on Instagram, I follow her on Instagram actually, that you have a promotion for the Valentine's
Day.
So talk about it.
Maybe I can
win one and do some miracle to my hair.
So about that, we have huge discount going on Shadow Braids website.
Okay.
We are doing Valentine's sale. So
What's your Shadow Braids handle?
Website is www.shadowbraids.co.nz.
Okay.
Shadowbraids.co.nz. So you will see braiding hair as low as $8.
Okay.
You will see our hair oil is now $15.
Oh, cool.
Our edge control has been reduced to $18, I think.
Mm.
So you will see something to grab there. So head to...
Is there free shipping?
Of course, you have to pay for your shipping, unfortunately.
But those are the outside, but that's pittance. It's not much. They are not too light products, I'm sure.
No.
The shipping can be more than about $10 or so.
Yeah, it depends on what you're. Some shipping are $5.60.
That's good. So, any last word for us, Shadow Braid, for African women who are rocking their hair? Yeah, any last word for us, for both women on the move generally, you know, migrant women, aside the hair, just about life generally, any last
What I would like to say as the last word is just for everybody to find time to take care of yourself.
Okay.
Find time to breathe. You know, I know we have family at home that we do send money. Don't forget to create time for yourself. You know, do your hair once a month. Once in 2 months, it's not too much. It's called self-love.
Yeah.
Love yourself first before anyone else. Put your love that person you see in front of the mirror every day, you know. Put yourself first. Love yourself. Self-care is you loving yourself, telling yourself, I love me. There's no harm in loving yourself. So that's just what I want to say.
Okay, so self-love. So maybe in the next video, you're going to see me rocking some protective hairstyle wig. I have quite a number of them that I, you know, used to just protect. But I just wanted you to see my real small hair, and I'll continue to show you the progress, you know, as we go. So actually, this part of looking at the African texture, the hair, is in two parts. So just stay tuned. Welcome once again to the second part of this podcast and this video about the Black History Month. I'm the CEO of Afrocentia. It's a unique store for products. We're gonna see in the video, for those of us that are on the podcast, you can go onto our YouTube, Bold Women on the Move YouTube, to catch a glimpse of all the arrays of products that she has in store, you know, that are meant to make your hair the best, that is meant to make you get the best out of your hair and make you look beautiful and always presentable. So welcome, it's Ladi, to Bold Women on the Move. Madam Ladi is a regular on Bold Women on the Move. She's been here to talk about starting a business and in a new country. And today we're actually in our shop, in our store, and we want to, you know, discuss more on our own kind of business. So welcome, Madam Ladi, once
Thank
again.
You.
Now we're just going to go through the same, you know, we're blessed to have two professionals, so we're just gonna listen to our own view on the African texture here. So the African texture hair, what is also known as the Afro texture hair or kinky hair, what do you think are the peculiar or, you know, the specific features of the African textured hair?
The African texture hair, for me, it's one of the best
kind
of hair because it's
good.
It's versatile.
Yeah.
While I said it's versatile is because you can change it into different styles. You can copy any the other races, but it's very difficult for the other races to copy us.
Okay,
so it's very versatile, and that makes me to think whoever spread the rumor that our hair was not good,
did not do the right investigation
because for me the African hair seems to be the best kind of hair. I'm not saying other hair are not good, but ours is very versatile. You can do any kind of thing with it. And for us, I think one of the unique features, which I may go back to your question again, is that our hair naturally is meant to be plaited. When I mean plaited, either weaved, conrolled, or put into a braid. So that's what most of us used to do back home when we are back home in our different
or younger
countries.
Days and stuff. Yeah, school
in
days,
our different countries.
Like in my high school and primary school. Yeah.
So it's easier for you to put it in a protective style. That's the word to use. But because we are not in our natural environment, we've moved to an environment where it is difficult for us to manage our hair, we have to come up with different, you know, way of managing it. Mm-hmm. So that's the thing about our hair. So coming down here, it becomes a bit, you know, you just have to be innovative your own about how to manage your hair. Because you can't find people to do it for you. Mm. You find it difficult to do. But with the products that we have, it becomes easy for you to manage
to be able to manage the hair. So you're saying that the versatility of the African texture here, the Afro texture here, is one of the things that makes it
very unique.
And it can be adaptable. So don't be surprised when on Bold Women on the Move YouTube, you see me sporting a local today, and tomorrow you see me sporting a braid.
Or a long hair, straight hair, whatever. Yeah. So it's a hair that you can do anything with.
Yeah, that's the versatility. You can look
like a Chinese if you want. Yeah. Your hair can be straight. Mm. Your hair can be coily. Mm. Your hair can be long. You can weave it into a bun. Anything you want to do with your hair, you can do it with it. So,
Just with the use of some extensions, all the miracles or the secret you want to do.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Now, in moving to a new country, places, milder temperatures like the US, you know, Europe generally, or, you know, this part of the world, the South Pacific area. And you, what are those challenges? You know, how does those temperatures, you know, actually affect our hair? What are those things, damages it actually, does to our hair? Like I was saying in the other, you know, part of this interview, that when I arrived, I just found out that it was the first styler that I arrived with that I enjoyed. After that, I just started losing my hair. Afterwards, I started, and I have never regained the amount of hair that I entered this country with.
Well, that's unfortunate. the weather actually affects our hair. Especially New Zealand weather. That of the US, to some extent, is not that bad for our hair. Because even though the hair is cold, if you have it covered all the time, then the hair will be protected. You could use protective style and then be able to cover your hair. Even with a scarf or satin scarf or anything, keeps it moisturized all the time. But the weather in New Zealand, if I may come back to New Zealand, is a bit damaging to both our hair and our skin. You find that most, especially black people, not only black people from Africa, we're talking about even the Indians, colored people, if I might generalize, have problem with protecting their skin and their hair because of the weather, the ozone layer issue that New Zealand has. So it tends to affect the hair, even the skin as well. So one of the challenges here is just the weather. It affects it. And then another challenge, the weather, like I said, the weather affects it. Another challenge that we have here, like if I remember when I first came here, one thing that really gave me like a heartbeat, it actually gives you sleepless night, is how do I manage my hair?
My hair, yeah.
The first time I came here, that's a big challenge.
It is, because we always love to look beautiful.
I mean, that's what we all brought
like,
up to
like,
be.
Like before I came here, you know, back in high school, primary school, you do your hair weekly.
2 weeks.
And then later on in life, at least maybe 2 weeks, 3 weeks, that's all. And you make a new hair. Now you don't have the opportunity. Yeah, I know.
I mean, it actually gave me, you know, when something is really disturbing, it was disturbing for me. So I had to think, what do I do? I came in with braids. And my husband started running around looking for his wife is going to braid her hair. And I was like, what do I do with my hair? Then I didn't know anything on how to manage my hair because it was very cheap to manage it back home and then in Nigeria. So it was so that was what the challenges I faced here was. The first one was, who would do my hair for me? My skin wasn't a problem, it was my hair, because the hair was like something that is like, it's like a divine thing for us Africans. We look at our hair.
And people like shadow braid are not quite a number, you know.
You know, exactly. There are not many braiders, many people that does this thing. And then my husband was like, okay, we'll find solution. And that's how I started asking, is this anybody, any black person on the road? I said, please, do you know anybody that can make black people's hair? And they was like, oh, yes, I think I know. That's how I managed to start knowing one or two people. So getting to, when you go to move to a new place as a black or as an African, or manage who will help you to manage your hair. Because most of us don't know how to
make our hair independently.
Exactly, it's very cheap to braid.
I don't know if I've told you my story. So before I came, I have three girls, as you know. I never used to make their hair. Of course, they have different hairdressers taking turns to make their hair. Oh my goodness, when we arrived, my God, I had to learn.
Oh, you learned?
I learned. You thought I was making it. I learned. I had to learn how to make their hair myself. So I started by practicing, you know, buying the product, whatever it is I could do. I would look at YouTube videos and then try to use
You'd be surprised at your skills. Yeah, you know?
And then that was how I started. I'm also becoming a pro.
Yeah, exactly. So that was it. It gives me, that's one of the challenges. Who will make our hair? And it's another challenge we do have mostly. If you ask many Africans, even the colored people generally, because I will include the Indians, the Pacificas, and all that. It's the weather here. It's not good for our hair and our skin.
So what are some of those ways, you know, that you have come up with that we can now learn to cope with our hair? You know, the protective styles are there, you know, like braiding, like the one shadow braids does. But what are also some of those additional things that we can use to manage and protect our hair? If you want to show us some products, products,
I will start with one of the reasons why I opened a place like this or a shop like this where I can sell products that will be useful to people with textured hair. When I mean textured hair, it's all those people that not necessarily straight hair.
It
could be like coily hair. Coily hair. Ours is the coily one because our own kind of hair is a tight coil. The 4C hair. The 4C hair. Though you have different types. Of course, there are some that are 3A. The 3s. And then we are on the 4s. Four. You have different 4B, 4C, and the So, but I decided that because we couldn't find any product to help us here. Most times, just to find a product, you have to order all the way from America. And it's so difficult. It takes time to come. And by time, sometimes...
After paying for the postage.
And then custom duties again. Yeah. So I decided, I thought, why don't somebody open this? And I asked myself, why don't I do it? And so that's how this idea of opening a business that will help us to manage our hair, to reduce the... or help us to be able to manage our hair came. And then I started working on it. So having said that, like managing your hair here, you need moisturizing products. Like I will show you one now. You have like shampoo, cream shampoo, like this one, moisturizing cream shampoo, which is a Cantu product. It's a popular product.
Yeah, Cantu products are popular.
Very popular. Some made by I think it's PDC or one of this company. It's a big company anyway. So they make it. So you need all the time. So Cantu products are good and African Pride products are good as well, and Cream of Nature products. So those are products like when you use it in your hair, like my own hair now is a real Afro hair, but I've been using products on it that makes it so soft and it's easy to manage. And you can see the curls on my hair here. Those are things that it came with. I would try different products and I got, you know, I try products. Sometimes I try them just to know how to be able to manage my hair. And sometimes most times I try them so that I'll be able to explain to people depending on their hair type, on how to use the products on their hair. So, yeah. So, there are products here. You use conditioner. Conditioner is very good for our hair. Like, I'm just using, talking about the Cantu product. We have other ones. We have, like, Anti-Jackie. Like, you can see, this is Anti-Jackie product. So, they are... like it helps to kind of activate moisture in your hair, and because your hair needs, our hair naturally is dry, whether you're in Africa, you're in your home country, naturally our own hair, that's why when you touch it, it's as if it's
very dark,
dry,
scaly and have dandruffs and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's naturally dry, so we need things to keep it moisturized all the time. So when you condition your hair, that's what it does. It keeps, it kind of generate moisture in your hair. And then you use leave-in conditioner as well. So we have all this product, leave-in conditioner, oil.
How about those oils?
The oil helps to, like oils like this. These are scalp oil. That's why it has this sharp point. So you use it on your scalp. So what it does, it seals in moisture that is generated by the conditioner. So it heals, seals in. So all these ones, this product here is just like, help to activate the moisture. When you wash your hair, it helps the hair to kind of keep, you know, that moisture kind of environment.
Do you also have products that help with hair growth?
Yeah, we do have. I think we've run out of that, especially Jamaica castor oil, which is very good. I think why they call it Jamaica castor oil is because of the castor seed itself is found in Jamaica.
Okay.
And it was one of the recipes that the Jamaicans used it on their skin as well, and their hair was always looking healthy and all that. And they did not so.
They always have really thick hair.
They're black. Yeah, they're from Africa.
Yeah.
They have African roots, but they use natural products to manage their hair. Mm. And that castor oil, if I've not done enough research on that, I think it grows more in Jamaica, or it could be grown in a greenhouse, maybe. So yeah, so like we need moisturizer, lots of moisturizing products in our hair to keep it moisturized and be able to manage for us to be able to manage it better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I've also seen an array of some wigs, some hair caps that you have for the hair. Is it possible you just show us a few of them? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can.
Let me just go and grab some. Like I said, I'll be talking.
Yeah.
But our hair is very versatile.
Yeah.
And
so the camera is on you.
Yeah. So we have so many wigs here to be able to suit different faces. Depending on the shape of your face, and we also have braided wig. I'm gonna put this on, so you can just change your looks. That's why I said our hair is very versatile.
Very unique.
You can change your look within, let's say, 2 minutes or 1 minute, and then you see that everything changes.
So, this is really nice.
So, you see, I've changed already, and you see how it is, and this one here, you see, within, and everybody were like, wow, you look, so that's it, and the shape.
I really like this one.
Yeah, so it's, we have different wigs that will suit different, because we all have different facial shapes, and you have different wigs that will suit it, so things like this. As you can see, we have more wigs inside here, which is now and then I'll show you some of the braided wigs. These are wigs that are made directly from Nigeria. They are handmade. Mm. You can see, well made. These are not machine made. Machine made braids are different. They don't look like that.
Mm.
It's still not the same thing. So like you can see this wig here, so it's handmade. And these are supposed to be the
front head.
The front hair. Yeah. So we have all this so that the intention, I mean, the reason why we have variety is because, you know, like the saying goes, variety is the spice of life.
Mm.
When you come here, you don't get bored. You come, oh, maybe I should do my hair.
Mm.
Maybe I should braid my hair. Maybe I should buy a wig. So you have variety so that you'll be able to choose, and then if you want your look to change all the time, you can come in here, have different things. I mean, you have a large amount of things to choose from. So that is...
Yeah, you mentioned that the ozone layer also affects our skin. And I can see that you have some products, skin products.
Yeah.
Would you like to talk about that?
Yeah, I will. So like the skin products, when I came here too, I found that my skin became pigmented. I started having some things on my skin that weren't there before. Although I can't say it, because as you get older, it affects you as well.
Mm.
So, like, mercury is one of the top skin products for people of color.
Mm.
When I mean people, not necessarily black people, Indians as well, because Indians use it as well. So mercury product. So I did a research and I found that this is a very good product for black people or people of color.
Mm.
So this is good for us, and that is what I've been using for a while. Initially, I used to have some rings around my face. My face was like Coca-Cola, Fanta, different colors, different tones of my skin. But when I started using this, you can see that my skin is now even out.
Mm.
Yeah, the color is coming out well. And Fair and White is good. Fair and White, that was a fair name. It's not bleaching. It's just that it brightens you. There's a difference between brightening and bleaching.
Mm.
Bleaching is to remove the skin color, I mean the top layer of your skin. But brightening, it's like it takes your skin back to its original
the texture color.
The original color it's supposed to be.
Mm.
Like most of us that are migrated here, if you notice, when you are back in your country, your skin was better than when you came to New Zealand. Mm. Yeah, most people have that problem. They were feeling, especially those with very dark skin, they look better when they were in their country than when they came
to New Zealand. Well, I had some issues though with, you know.
Yeah, with skin and all that. Yeah, so all this helps in brightening.
Mm-hmm.
Brightening is like, it goes into the layers of your skin and then just kind of helps to, like it says, brightening, not bleaching.
Mm.
Bleaching is to remove the upper layer. Mm. It kind of changes, remove all the upper layer of your skin. And
I can see some men product also over there. Would you like to talk about those men's products?
Yeah, we have, these are just dye.
Okay,
We have, and these ones are just for shaving their beds. This is bed wax, moustache wax for beds and all that. So we like I said, we want our store to be, I'm saying we because I'm not the only one working here. I have the intention to meet other people, and we have we want the store to be for everyone, not necessarily ladies, men, children. You can see we have kids things as well there, and over there we have the children items. Look at over there, we have children items, and we have ponytails or buns attachment that you can fix at the back of your hair, because it's all about beauty. And when we talk about beauty, we want to generalize it, not exclusively women, because beauty does not comprise only of men, of women, but we want both women, children, because that's what I'm used to anyway, having everybody being beautiful. And then another thing I would want to mention again is, this, we decided to have these caps here. You can see these caps here. They are not like the bonnets over there. These are for cancer patients.
Okay.
So because we discovered that there are some people that had after their treatment and all that, they need their caps
the loss of hair because
of the
cancer. The treatment,
chemotherapy and all that. So we got these caps as well. So they've been coming to buy them to use to cover their hair, and some of them buy the wigs as well, because the wigs is very important for them.
Can I see quite a number of array of hair?
Yeah, we have wigs here. We just arranged all this, and then we have crochet. Like I mentioned, we all are talking about beauty. So, like, we Africans, and I think everybody is now going into the world, how we African, because I see some Kiwis coming, Caucasians, I would say, coming here to buy extension because they want to change their looks. because they say, the good thing is that the world is now becoming a global village. You see everybody seeing everything on the internet, and like, oh, is this how they do their hair?
Yeah.
So, there too, they come to buy crochet. Crochet is very easy to do. You have the dreadlock ones as well. So, anybody can use this dreadlock one. You can see the dreadlock crochet. So anybody, any race, irrespective of your race, all they need to do is just to tie your head and they just put it in. Those that know how to do it. So so that's how it is. And then so that's the thing. And we intend to go into clothing as well.
I can see some already coming in.
These are like Ankara products. We're intending to go like really into clothing, fashion. And the reason being that as Africans as well, we're finding it difficult to get used to the kind of products, I mean, clothing we used to.
Because we don't have tailors or fashion designers that can design this kind of stuff.
You know, like in New Zealand,
or even the materials are not even available. It'll be expensive and all that. So.
And then, the way we, you know, I mean, like I'm in Nigeria originally. And we like fashion, we like appearing well. And then we came here, and then we don't even have all those things at our disposal. And in New Zealand here, and there, they're very conservative in the way they dress. And so, anyway, we are going into fashion to bring out that beauty, that nice clothing and all that.
So, Afrocentia, you see, although it's spelled Afrocentia, but it's pronounced Afrocentia, because that's actually the intention. It's an Afrocentia. An essential African essential store has been able to, you know, capture the series of products, you know, they have for us as African women. And their shop is located at 337, right?
It's 7/337 Haywood Road.
Okay,
Bishop
so we have
Dale.
To have that shop 7 there. Okay, 7/
Unit 7,
Unit 7, 337 Haywood Road, Bishop Dale. In Christchurch, and she also has an amazing online store, right? Website, yeah.
That was where we started anyway, online store. So and we still have it. It's still ongoing.
Yeah.
So that is to cover other parts of New Zealand.
New Zealand.
That people that can't come and, I mean, that they're not here physically, of course, we send it within 3 or 4 days. They buy and then they get it within a week. So we send it next day. And then the post courier people takes there some the next day if we're lucky.
Depending on where exactly you are.
I think depending on the volume or of the courier, their jobs they're doing. So sometimes
how busy the period that also would determine.
Interestingly, during the Christmas they were posting it very fast. In January it was I posted something today, the next day the people received it. And I was surprised. I don't know how
that it was happened. During Christmas, right?
No, during Christmas and in January, it was so fast. Then after a while, so that's it.
That's good to know. So how is business generally? Are you finding people coming around and buying products and, you know, using it? Yeah, are there feedback for the positive feedbacks about the products?
Yeah, they are. Business is good because we're growing a little. Step by step, I mean gradually, because we've not been doing real intensive adverts, but I mean our customers have been getting to know about here by word of mouth. People are like, oh, there's a store that sells this thing. Why do you have to order it from abroad, from the US? Why don't you just shop it locally and buy it? So it's the word of mouth that we've been using, and then some of the younger generation they come here, they buy. Things make video post it on their Instagram page.
I saw a TikTok post about your products.
Okay, exactly. So they do have many followers, and those who are like, where is the shop? I need to come. That's how we've been. People have been getting to know us, and for the products, some know how to use it because they've been using it before now, and some, sincerely speaking, some people don't know how to use it because I've been having somebody who say, oh, this product is not good. That it's not what I think it is. It's because you don't know how to use it. It's not just using one product that gives you the best result. Using it like a range of products together with other products in that range, that's what gives you the desired result. So that's the mistake most people make.
Then maybe you need to do like how a to blog. Use, but yeah,
videos.
Videos, you know, on how to use those products.
I'm working on that, and most importantly, I'm thinking of making a blog. That of videos, it's gonna be too hectic for me alone to be doing that. But because it's kind of overwhelming, I have to do videos on each product, how to do this, do that. But generally, we'll do some short videos on how you can use this product to get the best results. So that is the thing. Most people don't know how to use it. They just use one and they expect it's not chemical. These products are mostly natural products with less chemical. Because people are moving from having lots of chemical in their system. Because when you use some of this chemical...
you damage the cells.
It affects you. Apart from the cell, it affects you. It seeps into your body, affects the liver. The liver is overworked because it's trying to purify your body. So now people are now moving from all those chemical products to use less chemical. And that's what these products are all about, less chemical. The only product we have here that is really, really chemical is the relaxer, and we started selling relaxer because of the demand. People were like, we want relaxer, can't you bring it in? We're tired of ordering it from abroad, and that's why we started selling relaxer. And I always advise people, if you don't have the one selling it, that don't relax your hair. And they were like, but you're selling
manage it.
It's not all about the money. You just have to make people aware of the danger of using of what they're using. So
thank you very much, Madam Ladi, for the time today. And I'm sure that if you live here in New Zealand and you're watching this YouTube, you've learned a few tips about how to manage your Afro texture hair, how to rock it better, okay? And I can assure you that the next time you see another video on Bold Women on the Move, you'll be seeing me rocking another hairstyle because the Afro textured hair is very, very versatile. So we have the liberty to change our hair
at will
anytime we want. So thank you for your time once again on Bold Women.
Thank you for having me.
And once again, happy celebration of the Black History Month.